Welcome to Farmscape Online. I'm Bruce Cochran. My guest is Florian Posberg, a partner with Polar Pork Farms. Thanks for joining us, Florian.
Thanks for having me, Bruce.
As we are aware, there have been new developments on several fronts that have a bearing on agricultural production and distribution. Heading into the spring, what are the main factors shaping the pork sector outlook, and what factors are farmers considering as part of planning for spring?
Well, I guess in the hog industry, we've had very stable production in the United States and Canada combined. And so we're enjoying above average prices for our market hogs. And in terms of the small pigs, the early wean pigs that we produce, it's been record high prices for a bit, actually, because in the U.S. and parts of Canada, there's been a tough winter in terms of diseases that cause high levels of mortality in herds that have been struck with either porcine reproductive and respiratory syndrome, PRRS, or PED. So that caused a little bit of a blip in the market where there was a shortage of piglets. But those things will stabilize. These disease challenges tend to be cyclical. In terms of the rest of the meat market, I think we've seen the beef production decline again because of the small cow herd in North America. And beef prices were high last year. Well, they're even higher this year. Chicken production has been able to go up, and their prices have actually dropped in the U.S. So that's happened, and I think the USDA has revised their food guide and put a lot less emphasis on grains and anything to do with carbohydrates, and really restated that meat protein is a great source of food for proper nutrition, as well as animal fats, which were once considered to be harmful particularly for heart disease. They've looked at all the evidence and said actually meat fats are really health, are much more healthy than highly processed oils and that sort of stuff. So that could end up having some effect on our demand for our meat products throughout the year too.
How is profitability looking right now in the pork sector specifically, and what are the factors, and what are the expectations moving forward, and why?
Well, again, I think meat demand is good. Because of the high cost of building new barns and expanding herds, there just isn't a lot of expansion going on in both Canada and the United States. So the supply of pork is pretty stable. The cost of pork at the retail counter is almost one quarter of what it is for beef. So that helps our sales as well. And so I think we're optimistic that unless we have an unusual event, that 2026 is going to be a profitable year for our industry.
What are we looking at in terms of input costs? What are the expectations moving into the spring, and why? What costs are expected to be the most significant, and what are the factors there?
Well, the last couple of years, our major cost, which is far and away feed cost, how much we spend to feed our animals, typically about two-thirds of our total cost of producing a hog, Grain prices have been relatively quite affordable, I guess, in the last 2 years. And depending on what happens for crop production in 2026, again, we've had great crops on average north and south of the border, which has kept our feed costs low compared to what they were a couple of years ago. But in terms of what grain production will be, like, we can't count on good weather through the main crop producing areas. And we're hearing already that grain producers are looking at much higher fertilizer prices because of the oil price spikes that we're seeing. And if that affects fertilizer costs, if there's a lot less fertilizer and the weather is not as favorable as it has been for the last couple of years, we could very well see a very significant price hike in our feed grains. For example, a couple of years ago, corn peaked at $8 a bushel US in the US. Today, that's just over $4 a bushel. So, again, that's one of the things that can be very, very volatile. And because the market anticipates crop production even going into springtime, if there's a fear that there's going to be a subpar crop, we could see our feed costs spike rather dramatically. And of course, we spend a lot on fuel, not just on our farms, but moving our animals to market and from the marketplace to the grocery store. Higher oil prices, crude oil prices will probably affect our inflation in food just because, it costs more to transport it.
How is the global political situation impacting agriculture and food production? And what impact are we seeing on the farm and the ability to produce food?
Well, anytime you have global instability, that's an issue. Canada, the United States, still hasn't dealt with the renewal of our trade agreement with the Americans, and that really comes to a head in the summertime. I think June 30th is kind of when our current agreement expires, and so that's a big issue. We don't know if currently we're not paying a tariff for both live animals and meat products going back and forth across the border. There's no guarantee that that's going to continue through the summer and into next year. So that's a definite uncertainty. The uncertainty could lead to all kinds of inflationary pressures, not just fuel costs, but maybe repairs and lumber and all kinds of things. So that's always a risk. And again, weather has a big impact on what kind of supplies there are out there for our feed ingredients, and that could be a real issue.
What do pork producers need to be paying attention to moving forward, and why?
Well, again, it really we don't have profit levels that are going to see a lot of new hog barns going up or cattle herds expanding and that sort of thing. So there's not going to be a lot of new protein meats coming onto the marketplace to bring the price of meats down. Again, the tariff thing, it hangs over our heads. And right now it looks like the American Venezuela and American Iranian conflicts are going well for the United States, but you never know how those things can escalate and how quickly and what the outcome will be. So there's that geopolitical uncertainty that probably we didn't see a year ago.
And is there anything you would like to add?
Well, again, I think we're in stable times and we can make a profit, which is good for our industry. We don't like to see the food inflation affect the average family. It would be nice if meat prices were lower in the grocery stores. But as farmers, we really don't have any control over that. And we do want to make sure our families are well fed.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Bruce.
Our guest has been Florian Pausberg, a partner with Polar Pork. For Farmscape Online, I'm Bruce Cochran.